We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I hope you've done the music today to purposely be terrible, because if you wanted to get worse than Tony Bazile from the last segment, you've done it with Wham Rap. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Omar Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. We have been fascinated. I had a bunch of Dolphins questions for Omar, but we have been fascinated with this sound of Brian Flores castigating his partner, Saphid Dean, at today's press conference. Now, have you heard this, Omar?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, you were there? Oh, I thought this is the way that it played out in my head. In my head, it was like, no one's there. It's a Thursday press conference. You told Saphid to go do it himself because you didn't want to show up, and you're the veteran. And then he's sitting there going, man, Omar set me up, and he's cursing
no.
you. So what happened? No. Why did Brian Flores? Now, was Saphid being disrespectful by laughing out loud?
No. He laughed, and you heard the laugh, but here's the thing. He wasn't the only one that was laughing. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Okay. He wasn't the only it was an interesting comment. The part that that drew laughter was when he was basically like, nobody's a superstar, but then he might be a superstar. And then that made some people chuckle, including Saphid. I laughed. I kind of found it interesting because it was finally like a really, really good quote coming from Brian Flores, just about his struggles with the team that started out tragically bad, that now starting to smell themselves because they've won two games. And he's trying to encourage them, stop smelling yourself. So, you know, it was an interesting moment that became a tense moment.
Was he hot? Like, was he just irritated, or was he mad?
No, he was mad. He was mad. and understand that this has probably been brewing between them from Monday when Saphid asked a hard Tank question. I mean, Brian Flores might want to ignore the Tank crowd, but the Tank crowd probably represents about at least, 60% of his fan base. That thinks, you know, hey, what you're doing is really dumb and short-sighted, and if you don't realize that, you're a moron. And I get it. He wants to instill his culture in a winning culture. And here's to Brian Flores' credit. The one thing, I don't know much about him. He's very closed off. He doesn't want you to get to know him. But the one thing I can say is he's consistent as hell. He's very consistent. It is about the Buffalo Bills this week. I'm not sure if you ask Brian Flores who you played next week if he would know. And the same thing applies to his locker room. In fact, I asked the player today, do you know who you play next week? And he had no clue. It is a one-week-at-a-time approach, and I know you oftentimes hear that, but you don't exactly live it. And this team, they live it. So, you know, he wants to focus on, we got to beat the Buffalo Bills. We got to beat Josh Allen. But the truth of the matter is, you know, do the kind of surface, which is where do you realize if you continue to win, and this was off the line of questioning, you're going to negatively impact the caliber of quarterback that you're going to get in the offseason, or force your team to require to use all your assets to go get the quarterback that you want.
And oh, they had a
nice stare down on Monday about that one.
Oh, we talked about this a little last week. Like, is Brian Flores too good of a coach to be on a tanking team?
Stop that. Stop that.
He won two in a row. Oh, now he won.
Not today, Crowder. You are talking about his partner, Saffid Dean.
He won two in a row.
We're not
going to
put
the same roster.
We can't put Flores on a pedestal today, yo.
Listen, I can't. And there's a big faction of the Dolphin fan base who need me, want me, just need me to say Brian Flores is a good coach. I'm sorry. I can't say that. He's got the 30th worst defense and the 31st worst offense in the NFL. He's on pace for franchise lows and horrible. And, yeah, you could say, oh, but he doesn't have any talent. Okay, well, that's his problem. Yeah, that was the team that his GM handed him for a reason. Like, and, yeah, you're winning games, but let's not pretend like you beat a bad Jets team and you just beat a Brian Hoyer-led Indianapolis Colts. Beat a good team. Beat Buffalo on Sunday. And maybe I will consider this proposition that, oh, man, he's doing a great job. There hasn't been a problem that he's fixed all season, and y'all, except for replacing Josh Rosen, and people want to crown this man. And it's not just fans. It's not just radio people. It's the media, too. I fight with my peers about this every single day. They have achieved and accomplished nothing. They will be 4-12 at the end of the season. Why are y'all wanting to throw this man a parade because he beat a whack Colts team led by a backup quarterback who was out without his two starting receivers?
I don't feel like you're doing a lot to smooth over the tension between the Sun Sentinel and the coach.
Listen, and Dave Hyde wrote a column basically saying we have just waged war. Dave Hyde wrote a column that they need to stop winning. And it's true. If you can deny it as much as you want, you keep winning, you're going to be picking eight. Go on ahead, keep winning.
Did you have a conversation with Saf after the press conference, like what just went down?
Say that again?
Did you have a conversation with Saffid after the press conference to kind of figure out what just happened here?
No, we all as a group spoke about it. You know, the media, the media relations staff tried to, and my conversation with staff is, listen, this ain't a big deal. Your job is to ask hard questions, whether he likes it, agrees with it, or you force him to actually address the fact that he might be starting Andy Dalton next year as his quarterback. That's your job. And he doesn't have to like your questions. He doesn't have to like you. He does have to answer them, though. Look at Adam Gase and Manish in New York. You think Adam Gase likes Manish?
Nope.
He still answers his questions. Still does his job.
Did Saffid feel bad after being called out that way?
No, I don't think he did. I think why is this interview turned into this?
Well, because we've been trying to get a hold of him for 2 hours and 13 minutes, and he's not responding to my tweets or Solana's texts.
No.
So I don't know if he's drowning himself, you know, in a couple of beers and saying, oh, what did I do today?
He has been instructed to stand down. So it is what it is. We're not trying to make this a story. That's not how we roll in.
I want to make it a story. I want to make this a long running story.
I mean, your job as a media member is to ask tough questions. Yeah. And yeah. That
well, the thing is, though, he didn't ask him a tough question, though. He just laughed while he was talking.
Yeah, he wasn't the only one laughing. He was the one that got singled out because they had this beef for Monday, which is our theory.
So it was like a bunch of kids in class doing something, but the teacher picked out one.
Yes, pretty much. And yeah, it wasn't, but the comment wasn't funny, but just, I was not chuckling, but I found it very comical because I was like thinking to myself, like, it was my question. I was thinking to myself, this is the best quote he's ever given us. I was like, man, like he was clearly trying to get a message across to his team. And I think that's what, to his team and maybe to the fan base. And I think the fact that we're sitting there laughing or finding it amusing kind of pissed him off. And, it is what it is. And I understand the message. It's like Dave Wannstedt and the lobster traps and, you know. Don't start. It was about Nick Needham. The question was about Nick Needham and whether or not, you know, he's had two strong games. Like, how do you get him to not start feeling himself, but, like, to take it to another level? Like, Nick, you know, and that's what this season is about. having players establish themselves and say, hey, I could be a piece that you can build around. I don't think Nick Needham is there, but he's certainly shown you, hey, I deserve more playing time. I deserve more opportunity. I deserve more plays called for me. And that's what the season is about. So, you know, his answer was basically, you know, he mentioned so much of that stuff was comical because he mentioned Nick was real popular on social media, and he has been, and everybody's been tweeting about him, and everybody's been tweeting him. I talked to him for First and 10, and he's, you know, a lot of people have been calling him, and people are celebrating, and, you know, you finally arrived. Like, the guy had the game-saving interception. Like, he should feel good about himself, and you should allow him to feel good about himself. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to take his foot off the gas and stop working. And this is a guy who had to basically lose 12 pounds to get off the practice squad to be active. Like, he's worked hard. Maybe you should pat him on.
Back. You heard the last thing you said? I couldn't hear nothing. You over there laughing.
What is your. Everyone got a response to that from you. Obviously, he said pat him on the back and his phone cut out. So
you, I said, you back?
Right, oh, I thought you were finishing what Omar said. Pat him on the, and I thought you were, because his phone cut out, I thought you were saying back.
You thought like, I was finishing his
yeah,
sentence?
I thought you were wondering
I got
what.
Old like that. That's my
I
dude.
I didn't realize you were saying, are you back? Hey, I got you.
Hey. Look at y'all. Y'all simulcasted, and now y'all just all celebrating and reading your texts and tweets.
I'm thrown off by this whole war.
I want
crazy
about that tension. Oh, and there is it's there. I had tension with reporters, and hell, you were one of them with that damn tight end covering crap. But is that? But oh, seriously, I'm gonna ask. Is there
he's laughing in your face?
Is there a coach or an executive?
That dude
or,
is laughing at you the way Saffin laughed at Flores.
Oh, is there anybody out there?
Set your ass down.
Is there anybody out there? Oh, that if you see them that you've covered in your career, if you see them in a small bathroom somewhere in Vegas and y'all are one-on-one in there, you'd be scared we'll try to fight you.
Don't try to fight me at some point.
Who?
Jakeem.
Oh, Jakeem Grant?
Oh, if Jordan Phillips finds me in Sun Life Stadium on Sunday, it's going down.
Oh, so that's it.
I mean, I don't like my chances, but it's going down.
I might bet a couple dollars on you against Jakeem, but yeah, Jordan got you, big dog. I got to let you know that. But
I know I'm gonna take that L, but I mean, I ain't backing down now.
Oh, so that tension is that real. It's funny because you, like you said, you have to ask the hard questions, and they can't get away. They can't get away. Y'all can't get away from each other. It's his job to talk to y'all. It's your job to ask some questions. There's no way to separate you.
My first question today was about Kalen Ballage. Kalen Ballage is the worst running back in the NFL, the entire league. And they just continue to feed him the ball and blame everybody else. At some point, one of y'all, either Kalen's bad or you bad at your job. Which one is it? Mm-hmm. Like, and they have to address that. You might not like the question, and I went to Kalen and had to talk to him about it today. Like, you might not like the question, but I'm not making up the fact that you are statistically the worst running back in the NFL. Like,
what's happening
today? Not my imagination.
What's happening here today?
Huh? Tension, man. Oh, Flores started it.
This
Flores
is like,
started it.
Like, in Do the Right Thing, the day was so hot, everybody's tensions were flaring, but it's kind of chilly out.
You know what, full moon?
Is there a full moon, Omar?
It's a 2-7 team. That the fan base is upset that they've won two games.
Yeah,
like,
but if the season had started season. 2 weeks ago, they're 2-0.
Look at you.
It's really a weird season, and I think it makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Like, you know, we've been through this before. 2011 was the exact same thing. Kenny, you lived through it. It's us against them. They want us to lose. They are against us. That's the same thing Flores has said last. The thing is just, and you know what? It'll probably be the same result. You win too many games, that's the biggest.
Back. All right, your phone's cutting out, Omar. I appreciate you being open and honest. That was fun.
All right, guys.
Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Crazy things going on there.
Oh, man, I was trying me a little bit, man.
He was laughing in your face.
You know, I'm a professional now.
He sounded more scared of Jakeem Grant than you. I don't know what that says.
I got a lot more to lose.
Man.
You know what? That's a lie. Jakeem just signed a $24 million contract. My goodness gracious.
Will we have time to play the game show in the next segment? I mean, we're going to have a very short period of time. Can we do a quick round?
Yeah, let's do one quick round.
Quick round.
So do we need to line up callers?
Line up the callers.
Line them up.
All right. 786. I can't tell if he knows that this is a disaster or if this is going to be radio gold.
Ooh. Ooh.
What are we going to give away, Solana? You want to give away the Black Crowes tickets?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. We've got a pair of tickets for the Black Crowes at Coral Sky Amphitheater June 30th. So if you want to win them, line it up right now. Is it a trivia game?
It's a game where they will need to listen to a piece of audio and then choose between one or the other.
Okay, so you don't have to know the history of the Baltimore Colts.
No history.
Okay.
It's
so,
totally just nonsense.
Okay, that, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so line it up, no matter how dumb you are. 786-3-
You can be an idiot. You can be dumb as all get up. It's not an IQ test. Nowhere close.
786-360-0790. We're going to play a game show that Solana has invented that I know nothing about and that Crowder is getting a major kick out of. So I don't know what's in store for me or for you in the next segment. But if you want to win Black Crowes tickets, 786-360-0790. Line it up.
When it comes to football season, Publix has risen to the occasion this year. First, I got to tell you about the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. Every single Dolphin home game this season between the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium. Come over and see how tailgating is supposed to be done. The Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. We have games. We got a DJ, music. We have food. We got drinks. Everybody's having a good time. See what it's about. You will have a great time. I'll be up on stage with Chris Whittingham doing the pregame show. It's an awesome experience. And also, every Publix in South Florida came out with the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub, which is delicious, stacked with chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, Chris lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and garlic parmesan sauce. It's a staple in the Crowder family diet. I had one this week. I think I already ate two of them this week. Be the queen or king of tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. Y'all have been eating Publix subs your whole life. You know they're delicious. Go try the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. It's awesome as well. But you've been eating all the chicken wings. You've been eating the rotisserie chickens, the fried chicken, all the sides they have in the deli. You know everything's delicious. They have platters that feed dozens. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, side snacks. They got it all at Publix for your tailgate and watch parties. And if you can't get to Publix, like moms and dads, y'all busy moms and dads, I feel you, because I want to spend time with my family. I want to have me a date night with my wife, but I also want to have a watch party or a tailgate. Publix.com will deliver. You can order all your tailgating needs at Publix.com. They'll deliver it to you. It has changed my life. You got to go to Publix.com and take advantage of the delivery. Find all your tailgating and watch party needs at Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
Radio magic is on tap for you next on Hockman and Crowder. Another terrible song.
Never heard this.
No one has.
Oh, okay.
Terrible songs. Okay, I don't know what this game show is. This is what happened. I got in today. It was about 1 o'clock, and Alejandro Solana said to me, "Hey, I've made a game show. Mm-hmm. I don't want to tell you what it is. I want to surprise you on the air. You'll understand how to host it." Why are you giving him a thumbs up?
Crowder was all for this 3 days ago,
but then,
now all of a sudden you're making it seem like it's the worst idea.
It's good, man.
Well,
I'm just playing.
Then, later on in the afternoon, before the show started, I ran into our general manager, Carrie Ann, in the hallway, and she said, "Hey, I see your other two guys huddling on the other side of the hallway over there. How come you're not with them?" So then I kind of put two and two together, and I go, "Oh, they've got a bit. So I'm like, okay, this is a Solana bit." And Crowder's part of it and whatnot, but I don't know what the game show is. Obviously, I think it'll be at my expense, but I'm excited to hear there's an open for it, I've been told. And then I've been told I will understand how to host it immediately. So without further ado, an Alejandro Solana joint. This is to win a pair of tickets to see the Black Crowes at Coral Sky Amphitheater June 30th. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Let us hear the open to the game show.
And now, it's Turkey or Hawk. A Hawk and Crowder show exclusive.
I'm good with that being the whole thing. So I'm going to guess the listener has to decide whether the sound you're going to play is me or an actual turkey.
Correct.
Brilliant. I'm not even going to lie. I wanted to hate on it, and it's brilliant because I happen to be a very good impersonator of a Thanksgiving turkey. I don't know if I'll be able to know. And that sound effect is delightful. So, I just want to make sure I have this straight. This is what Safin Dean is hearing while Brian Flores speaks. Oh my God, this is delightful. So is there only one, like there's more than one?
There's multiple. So the caller has to get two out of three.
Two out of three, okay. All right. Bailey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you understand how to play this game?
I guess so.
Okay, I do an impersonation of a turkey, and then there are actual turkeys in the world. And so Solana is going to play a sound, and you have to say, what do we say? It's either Hawkman or turkey. Is that the game? Hawkman or turkey?
Yes.
All right. Hawkman or turkey. Let's turn the music off just so he could really hear. Bailey, and you got to get two out of three right. Is this Hawkman or turkey?
Turkey.
That's an actual turkey. I'm going to agree with you. I'm not 100% certain. He says actual turkey.
Correct.
We don't have a correcting. It's you just saying correct.
Here goes Solana.
All right, you've got one right, Bailey. This is for all the marbles. Is this Hawkman or turkey?
No, not the turkey.
No, I thought that was me. Are you sure? I thought that was me. Are you sure?
That's a turkey.
Play it again. Play it again. That's not me.
That's a turkey.
I was certain you just won, Bailey. All right, this one comes down to it then. You got one right, one wrong. Is this Hawkman or turkey?
Okay, that's Hawkman for sure.
That's Hawkman. Hey, we got ourselves a winner.
Something's wrong with y'all, man.
Bailey, you've got two tickets to see the Black Crowes live at Coral Sky Amphitheater. Happens to be a great prize. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Was that me or a turkey?
That's not you.
No, that was me. That's not me. It's me. All right, I'll put him on hold. He's on line 7. That was terrific. Oh, man. Honestly, you killed it. That was excellent, man. I'd like to play another round of it, but we go to the loco hour at 5 o'clock. I'd like to save it for tomorrow.
Yeah, we can do another. I have like a whole damn library of turkey sounds.
I mean, to be quite honest, we could do this all the way up to Thanksgiving. I mean, I think it's limitless.
What other farm animals can you imitate?
Well, now that I know, it's become a product extension. I'm sure a number of them. Can you just play the intro to it again? Because I am in love with this.
Yeah! And now, it's Turkey or Hawk. A Hawk and Crowder show exclusive.
The texts that are coming in are so great. Somebody says, I want this as my ringtone. We have breaking news?
No joke. I didn't, like,
while this is all going on, there's breaking news?
No joke. And you know me, like when we're basking in me,
yeah.
I want to take all that in, but Safid just got back to me right now.
Oh, Safid Dean?
He said, let's do it ASAP.
We're supposed to have Darren Revelle in the next segment.
I'll leave that up to you.
Well, what do you want to do? I guess we should blow off Darren Revelle.
He won't care.
Yeah, tell Darren Revelle tomorrow. Tell him that there's breaking news.
Send him the turkey song.
Or we can have on Darren Revelle to play Turkey or Hawk.
That would actually be funny to bring on Safid Dean and not ask him about the interaction with Brian Flores. Just play Hawkman or Turkey. All right, Safid Dean in the next segment. We'll audible here real quick. We'll do Safid Dean in the next segment. All right, let me talk to you about Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters. Tell them it'll only be 5 minutes anyway. We're running late. Wow, that was delightful. That's as good a radio as I've ever heard produced, Solana. You should take great pride in that. I'm not even lying. That was excellent. All right, I want to talk to you about something I have firsthand experience with. It's using a public adjuster to get what is rightfully yours, specifically Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters. Even though Hurricane Irma was a couple years already, if you made a claim, you were denied, you were underpaid, you don't feel like you were treated fairly, or maybe you didn't even make a claim, but you know that your home suffered damage from Hurricane Irma, Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters can help you get a large settlement from your insurance company. And I did that. Like, I didn't make a claim on my house for Hurricane Irma until last year, and we ended up getting a big settlement from our insurance company. So they can help you. Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters. It doesn't matter. Whatever the type of plumbing problem, it could be broken or rusted pipes. It could be pipes that burst, cause water damage, broken supply lines from toilets, washing machines, dishwashers. You could let Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters get you the money that you deserve. If your property has suffered fire or smoke damage, wind damage, hurricane damage, vandalism, business interruption, roof damage to tile or shingle roofs, roof leaks that caused water damage to the interior, you need to call Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters. They work for you, not the insurance company. And there's no fees unless they collect. It's such a great proposition. I want you to call them 877-561-2524. 877-561-2524, Atlantic Coast Public Adjusters. You could check out their website, accadjusters.com. Almost impossible to top Hawkman or Turkey, but we will try to do it next when Safid Dean joins us on Hawkman and Crowder. I happen to like this song. I think you're trying to troll me with it, but I happen to like this song. Is this New Kids? Yeah. Safid Dean is on the line, and I want to read everybody all the texts that Solana is getting because they love his segment, as did I. The first text, the most recent one says, I like your show because of the way you three go back and forth with each other. And then at the end of the day, you go out as a group. I really believe you're truly good friends. Yeah, two of us are. We tolerate Solana. No, I'm teasing. That was radio brilliance.
He's breaking down the wall.
That was radio brilliance. I'll read you all these texts, but I got to get to Safid Dean before we get out of here, because what's going to happen is the Miami Heat pregame show is starting at 5 o'clock on 790 The Ticket. So our simulcast is not going to be a simulcast in the 5 o'clock hour. Channing and I and Solana are physically moving studios to the 560 The Joe studios, and from 5 to 6 we'll be on 560 The Joe only. Anyway, Safid Dean, who covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, got into it with Brian Flores today, and we have been fascinated by this since 2 o'clock. Do you know we've been trying to track you down since 2 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. I know you guys have been trying to track me down, and I'm finally here, man. Let's get to it.
Omar told us that you were told to stand down. Are you risking everything by coming on with us?
No, I'm not risking everything, man. Let's do this.
All right. What happened? You were giggling during Brian Flores' press conference, apparently, and he called you out.
Yeah, I wasn't giggling. I smiled pretty widely, and I was very, very amused at what he said. Like Omar told you guys earlier, you know, he was asking a question about Nick Needham, who got the game-clinching interception on Sunday against the Colts. Nick Needham helped Brian Flores get his second win as Dolphins coach. And I think Omar was asking, you know, a question just about Nick Needham and how he's done this season and how he's coming along. And, you know, Brian Flores mentioned about how Nick Needham is getting a lot of attention on social media. He just so happens to be retweeting everything about the play and anything that has mentioned him in that play in the last couple of days or so. I think word of that got back to Brian Flores. And Brian Flores is trying to keep him humble. I don't think any of us here are ready to, like, you know, anoint Nick Needham as the next great NFL cornerback. I think he's a player who's going to have a good young career starting off now. But Flo said, the world will make you think that you're a superstar, and maybe you are, but it doesn't really matter. And I smiled. I smiled widely. I was amused by that, and Flo took an issue with that.
And do you think he pointed you out unfairly? Did you think what he did today to you was unfair?
No, I don't think it was unfair at all. I was smiling. I was not laughing or giggling about it. But, look, this is the second time in a couple of weeks where Flo has kind of went out of his way to call out an undrafted rookie. You know, and I'm sorry, but that's kind of funny to me, man. I'm not going to, you know, not going to hear a comment about, you know, a coach kind of poo-pooing his player for making a good play and not find that amusing. I think that's kind of happened there for me. But I think what Omar was talking about earlier was, you know, I asked a question Monday about coach's vision for the future at the quarterback position, and me and Flo got into a little bit of a stare down. It wasn't a question that he wanted to address. I mean, there were some things that he could have said. He could have said, hey, you know, I can't quit my day job to go find the next quarterback that I'm going to need here. I got to worry about these guys here. But we got into a little bit of stare down. I think maybe some of that carried over to my smirk today that led to being called out, I guess you could say.
Do you, Safid Dean, have any regret over your wide smirk?
Oh, not at all. I plan on smiling a lot more. I've always smiled this brightly before. I'm a good-natured guy, man. I'm always going to look. If you say something funny, if I find something amusing, I'm going to smile. I'm not laughing at anybody. I'm laughing at what was being said, bro. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm still going to do what I got to do to cover the Dolphins, and hopefully what Brian Flores, you know, how long Brian Flores lasts here in South Florida once he gets a quarterback next year.
You have a beautiful smile, though, Saf, man. You should smile. Keep it going.
What just happened
That's
there?
What I'm doing, man. That's what I'm having, man. You know, Channing, I got a beautiful smile just like you, man. I got to be a Gator thing, you know?
What is appreciate going on
you.
There?
I mean, but is this part of your job? Like Omar was telling us, you have to ask tough questions. They get mad with you if they have a little problem with you or any animosity. Is it part of being a reporter?
Yeah, you ain't get mad at Omar about the tight end stuff, man?
I told him, and he was giggling earlier. I might slap him.
Oh, see that?
Look at that. Saf is laughing at you now.
Hey, man, I got to go to them Sun Sentinel offices and start slapping people.
Hey, man, come through, man. We got something back for you, too, man.
Woo! Dave Hyde is going to take it to you.
I won't slap Dave. Dave got a pocket knife.
So you,
yeah, man,
like,
this is the whole thing in the business, man. You got to ask a tough question. Maybe you get a tough answer. Maybe you don't get an answer. Maybe you get blown off. Maybe you get called out during your press conference, man. It's something you got to do. It's something that we got to, you know, handle it with here on this side of the spectrum, covering the team. But, you know, the Dolphins are 2-7, man. They won 2 in a row. They got the number 4 pick coming up now if everything stands. They got 7 games left. They look like they're going to win a couple more. They're going to be in a real unique position where they're either going to be lucky a quarterback drops to them. They're going to have to freaking, you know, sell the house to go get somebody that they want. They can probably end up getting somebody that, you know, doesn't pan out. They could probably end up landing somebody that does pan out. So many things can happen from now until April and even after that for this Dolphins team. And that's my job. That's what I'm trying to cover. That's what I've been asking Flores about this season. And we'll see how it all unfolds, you know, after Sunday too.
Saffid Dean from the Sun Sentinel. But you were not, I'm just trying to figure out, were you being disrespectful to Brian Flores or were you not being disrespectful?
I don't think I was being disrespectful. I think Flo was trying to make a message for everybody on his team through the media. It just so happened that he was poo-pooing on a player that helped him win his second game here. And I found it really amusing that he said, you know, nobody's, you know, calling this kid a superstar. Maybe he is, maybe not. He's not. I thought that part of the question, of the answer, was funny, and I smiled.
Okay. But it's water under the bridge. You'll walk into the next press conference.
Me and Flo talked about this afterwards, man. I went out and talked to him right after it. We're good. We made eye contact and gave a little head nod to each other after practice today. Everything's good, man. I'm going into the press conference tomorrow. I got to think of a good question to ask Flo. We'll see how it goes. Everybody tune in on Dolphins Twitter and all that stuff to find it, man.
All right. Follow Saffid Dean on Twitter and read his work at the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com.
I'm sorry, Hawk. I'm sorry, man. I know you wanted a little bit more controversy here.
Well, I actually, the real controversy is I've been calling you Saffid for 2 years now, and I'm learning today through Brian Flores it's Saffid.
Hey, I'm glad Flo got my name out, man. I'll take the clout anywhere I can take it, man.
Yeah, all right. So it's all water under the bridge. You and Coach Flores are good, and one day you'll go get an awesome blossom at Outback.
I'd love to see the day, man. I'll let you know about it.
Thank you for making some time for us. We appreciate it. You're very tough to track down, but Solana's killing it today. Nice job, Solana. Thank you, Saffid.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, there you go. That was good. That was excellent. Solana, you are having your Mario Chalmers game. Somebody texted in. He is Mario Chalmers of radio. He'll give you terrible games, but then he'll put up a 20-point performance and hit that game-winning shot, right? There you go. We're moving studios. The Miami Heat pregame show is going to begin in 5 minutes on 790 The Ticket. And we are going to take our show. We're taking our ball and going home. We're going to 560 The Joe. So if you want the final hour of Hockman and Crowder, you're going to have to tune to 560 The Joe. If you want the Miami Heat pregame show, you keep it on 790 The Ticket. And you'll like it. It's just the way it works today.
Can't be aggressive
with them. Because the Heat tip off at 6 o'clock, so the pregame starts momentarily. All right, take a quick break. And for those of you following us, we'll speak to you momentarily on 560 The Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.